Hello and welcome. This file is called Submissive Pride, The Good Deed, and it is an add-on file to the Submissive Pride file, and it will make you much more aware of people around you who need a little bit of help. Nothing big, just a small little thing that takes you a few seconds, but bring a smile into someone's day. And whenever you are aware, you can make a decision to help them. And if you do, you will become a better submissive. You will be rewarded with submissive pride, and you will feel a long afterglow of happiness, of pleasure, of joy and arousal. Because you not only made someone's day better, but you also practice to be more service-oriented for your Dom or potential future Dom. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Get really comfortable, begin to focus on my voice and to relax, letting go, and let's begin. Now I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to remember something for me. Remember back when you were a little child, a young child, and you were riding in a car at night. Can you remember how worry-free and safe you felt as a little child, knowing your parents are there for you, keeping you safe? Let yourself go back there, back to a memory where you were driving at night. Maybe you remember how you walked to the car, the cold night air, how tired you felt. You were really young and it was so late for you. But the cold night air made you feel very awake again. And then you got into the car, sitting on the back seat. It was late and you felt so sleepy. Maybe you were looking out of the window for a while, watching the landscape gliding past the window. And after a while, the car started to heat up, making you feel so cozy, while the gentle hum of the engine was comforting you, lulling you in, relaxing you so subtly. Of course, it was very late, and you were really tired and sleepy, and the gentle hum was so calming. Can you remember something like that? Can you imagine yourself sitting in the back of the car and listening to the gentle humming of the engine, feeling how comfortable warm it is inside the car while you ride through the cool night? How good it felt. And maybe you were driving somewhere with street lamps, the light and shadow rhythmically dancing through the inside of the car. Can you remember how the shadows moved, wandering through the car in the same repetitive pattern, over and over and over again, almost hypnotically? Maybe you just sat there, watching the lights dancing through the car, enjoying how relaxing it is to just sit there. The constant hum of the engine, the dancing of the light, all lulling you down, making you so relaxed, so tired and sleepy. Or you might remember stopping at a traffic light. Can you remember how bright it was in the night? Or maybe you can remember the sudden loudness of the rhythmical tick-tock, tick-tock of the turn signal once the engine is idle, briefly getting you a little bit out of your slumber. And then the hum of the engine returns, lulling you right back to sleep, relaxing you again. The gentle lights dancing through the car again, as you feel this warm and heavy feeling spreading in your body while you drift back to sleep. Or maybe you remember driving through the countryside, the dark shapes of trees gliding past the window. Maybe the light of the moon shimmering through the trees. Maybe just watching the ever-changing patterns of light and shadow. Just losing yourself in your thoughts, staring outside until you are completely lost in your thoughts, relaxing, everything else fading away from your mind, feeling so peaceful. Or maybe you are watching the pale light and shadows dancing through the car, gently flickering, just watching for patterns, while you feel yourself becoming so comfortable, so heavy, the gentle play of the lights relaxing you more and more. Maybe you feel yourself drifting off further and further. Maybe you even closed your eyes at some point, only listening to the sound of the engine, still lulling you deeper and deeper, making you so incredibly relaxed as you gently drift off to a deep, deep sleep. Maybe sometimes you drifted a little bit further up, becoming more aware, feeling the warmth, listening to the engine, just floating at the edge of sleep, feeling so incredibly comfortable. Just completely perfect, so warm, so sleepy, enjoying the sound of the engine for a while before you let yourself drift back to sleep, feeling so safe, so good, so relaxed, so sleepy. And now I will count down from 10 to 1. And you will find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into trance with every number, feeling warmer, more relaxed with every number, and just drifting deeper and deeper into trance, focusing only on my voice. Let's begin. 10. Getting more and more relaxed, drifting deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. The more relaxed you become, the deeper you go. 9. Relaxing more and more, feeling so warm, so heavy, so relaxed, so incredibly wonderful, and just drifting deeper. 8. Relaxing more and more, feeling so incredibly wonderful, just letting go, listening only to my voice. 7. Just let yourself drift down further and further, becoming more and more relaxed. 6. Drifting deeper and deeper into trance, only listening to my voice, letting everything else just fade away. 5. Becoming so incredibly relaxed, feeling so warm, so heavy, so peaceful. 4. Drifting down even deeper, becoming even more relaxed, even more comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, feeling so good. 3. Already so deep down in trance, so completely focused only on my voice. 2. Letting everything but my voice fade away, becoming so incredibly relaxed, feeling so warm, heavy and peaceful. 2. Almost there, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, feeling so wonderful. 1. So incredibly deep, and with the next number you will be only focused on my voice. Everything else will fade away. And 0. Feeling so good, so heavy, so warm, so comfortable, drifting so deep in trance, and drifting deeper and deeper with every breath you take. And as you drift along in deep, thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself lying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. Although the sun shines down on you, there is a slight breeze making the temperature just perfect, as you drift along, free from all responsibilities, you notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe, and so you allow the focus of your attention to slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. As you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and your conscious mind. As you sink down, the colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 down into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see the dim, silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body, down to deep, dark emptiness, feeling so safe. The only stimuli you can still perceive beside my voice are the dim grayness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent, of sinking down deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into black, and you are surrounded by a deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness. As the feeling of sinking fades away, my voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists, only my voice. And as you follow my voice, imagine that I'm pulling a warm, heavy, soft, weighted blanket over your body, slowly, starting with your feet. Feel me pulling the blanket over your feet, and it's so warm and soft and heavy, and maybe you already feel all the muscles in your feet just letting go, becoming so soft and relaxed, letting go of all tension, all the tension just melting away as your feet relax. As I pull the blanket up further and further, relaxing your body more and more, slowly pulling the blanket up over your legs. You feel the relaxation deep through your body, through your entire body, from your skin down deep into the bones, and everything in between is completely letting go. All the tension just melting away, completely, totally melting away. Your muscles relaxing more and more as I pull the blanket up further and further. More of your body under this safe, warm, heavy blanket. As I reach your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, your feet and toes, completely relaxed, feeling so warm, so heavy, so safe under this blanket. As I pull it up further and further, relaxing you more and more. the blanket is so soft, so warm, so heavy, just melting away all the tension in your body more and more. So reach your waist, your entire legs, and your feet are so relaxed, feeling so peaceful and heavy and comfortable, just relaxing more and more with every moment that passes. And as I pull the blanket up further, you feel all the tension in your stomach and your lower back just melting away into nothingness as you become so relaxed, so calm, feeling so wonderful as the tension is melting away further and further. As I pull the heavy warm blanket over your chest, you might feel that you're breathing in relaxation with every easy and gentle breath in. And as you breathe out, you sink deeper in trance, breathing in relaxation, letting go deeper as you breathe out, feeling more peaceful and more relaxed with every gentle breath, letting go further and further, sinking deeper and deeper. And I spread the blanket out over your arms, and you feel your upper arms letting go, so calm, so relaxed, flowing through your elbows into your lower arms, feeling so warm and heavy, into your wrists, your hands, spreading out through your hands and in every single finger, relaxing you deeper and deeper. And I pull the blanket up, up to your neck, feeling your shoulders letting go, shoulders and neck so relaxed, so calm, so comfortable, so peaceful, relaxing more and more with every breath, with every word I say, letting go deeper and deeper, your entire body feeling so heavy and calm and peaceful, just the way you feel when you're hovering at the edge of sleep, just before you fall asleep, where the whole body feels so perfect, so wonderful, so right, where you just let go, where you feel so comfortable. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with every number, you can let go of your mind, relaxing your mind just as deeply as you relaxed your body. With every number, sinking deeper and deeper, letting go more and more. 10. You feel so warm, so heavy, so comfortable. 9. Letting go further and further, sinking down into a deep, peaceful trance. 8. The deeper you go, the better you feel, the better you feel, the deeper you go, sinking down further and further. 7. Breathing in relaxation with every breath in, falling deeper as your breath gently flows out, letting go more and more. 6. Your body so heavy, so peaceful, so safe, so warm, so comfortable, letting go, sinking deeper, relaxing your mind just as deeply. 5. As you fade away further and further, getting so comfortable, so relaxed, so calm, more and more focused on my voice. All other sounds just fade to the background, becoming completely unimportant as you focus more and more on my voice. Your thoughts just come and go, floating past you like clouds on a summer sky. There's nothing you have to do. You can just let them flow by and relax. 3. Letting go, sinking down, feeling so calm, so peaceful, so perfect, sinking deeper, fading away. 2. Almost there, as you let go, as you're so calm and peaceful and heavy, sinking so deep in this comfortable state, following my voice, feeling so safe, looking forward to a wonderful new experience. 1. So deep now, so relaxed, a wonderful new experience is waiting for you as you let go more and more. And 0. So incredibly deep, 0. Sinking down, letting go, so comfortable, so wonderful, so incredibly deep. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. This file will not only help you to become better submissive for your dominant or for any potential future dominant if you don't have a dominant right now, but it will also make you a better person. That's right, because after listening to this file, you will learn to experience considerable submissive pride and joy from doing a good deed. That's right. You will become a better person. You will become more aware. And you will help the people around you doing a good deed wherever you can. And every time you do, you will feel the submissive pride rewarding you and a deep sense of happiness and rightness and pleasure sticking with you quite a while after your good deed, rewarding you for the good deed and at the same time helping you to become a better submissive every time you do it. That's right, because as a good submissive, your mind should always be oriented to serving your dominant, and to practice it every day. You will also help the people around you. And it doesn't even have to be big. What I want you to do is the little things. That's right. Maybe you're in the supermarket and you see an old lady try to reach a glass in the top shelf and you just help her. And you will feel the submissive pride making you a better submissive while you're being a good person, while you're doing a good deed and rewarding you with a submissive pride, with a wonderful sensation of pleasure, of subspace, of rightness, making you a better submissive and leaving this wonderful afterglow of submissive pleasure, of happiness, of joy, of lust, long after your good deed. That's right. Or maybe you see someone carrying something heavy and you just help. You just help them carrying it and it's not a big deal. It's just a few seconds, just a quick thing. But you know, you have brought happiness in their life. You have helped someone, and you have made their day a little bit more bearable, a little bit more beautiful, because I'm sure you can imagine how it feels if you're doing something hard, when you have to do it alone, and suddenly, surprisingly, someone just helps you, and the big overwhelming task is suddenly totally easy, because you do it together. And you know that they will experience this kind of joy, this kind of happiness, and they don't even have to know that you are practicing being a good submissive, being of service for your dominant, or maybe potential future dominant. They don't have to know. They will feel the happiness, the joy of having your help, and you will feel the submissive pride, because every time you do a good deed, you will be incredibly proud, because you are a good submissive. You are being attentive, aware of people around you who need your help, and you will always keep the things you are doing for people within reason. You will never allow them to use you, because your help is something that should be freely given by you. Every time you help someone, every time you do a good deed, it should be your decision. You decide to do the good deed. You decide to be of service, and that's really important. Because only if it's your free decision, you can be proud of yourself. Because you did it. You did the good deed. Instead of just passing it, you took the few seconds it took. You did the good deed. You made someone happy. You've been of service. And because you know you've been of service, and you have practiced being of service, you will feel the submissive pride flooding your mind, flooding your body, the rightness, the pleasure, the happiness, and of course the pride of being a good submissive, being service oriented, taking a little bit of your time and surrender it to help someone, even if it were just a few seconds. You have made someone else's life a little bit easier and a little bit better. And you know that this ability is a wonderful trait for a good submissive. The ability to be of service, to surrender just a few seconds of your time doing a good deed and making someone else's life better. And because you do it, you're proud of it. And that's good. Because every time you do it, you can be proud of yourself. And that's why you're going to feel the submissive pride flooding you with happiness, with pleasure, with joy. And of course, the pleasure that you will feel will slowly condition you to do it more and more often. And every time you do it, you will become a better submissive for your dominant, or maybe your potential future dominant. Every time you do a good deed, it will also make you a better submissive. And because of that, it has to be your own decision. Because only if it was your free decision, you can be proud of yourself afterward. So all this file is doing is making you more aware of situations in which you can do a good deed, in which you can help. That's right. You will find that you will be much more aware. You will be very aware of people in need of help all around you. That's right. You will be aware. You will see situations where you can help, where you can do a little good deed. That's right. You will be aware. Your own subconscious mind will alert your conscious mind whenever someone around you is in need of help, and then you can make your decision to help them, and in the process become a better submissive and feel the submissive pride. And as I said before, I want you to do the little things. You will never allow people to use you, to use your desire to do a good deed. You will never allow people to bully you into helping or doing stuff for them, because you are a strong person. And every time you train to become a better submissive, you're actually becoming stronger. Stronger in your everyday life, because you're more at peace with your submissive side and more in balance with your submissive side. And so it will be easier to be strong and confident in your everyday life. So you will never let anyone use you, let anyone use your desire to help people around you, to do good deeds. And still, whenever you see it, whenever you see someone needing help, you will become aware of it. And then you, and you alone, can make the decision to help them, to surrender a few seconds of your time to make their life easier and better. And if you do, you are training yourself for service. You are training yourself to become a better submissive for your dominant. You are training yourself to be the best submissive you can possibly be. And because of that, you will feel the submissive pride each and every time you do it, filling your mind, giving you pleasure, giving you joy, making you happy, making you feel so good, so submissive, even if it's just for a few seconds. And then you will be left with a wonderful afterglow, an afterglow of submissive pleasure, of arousal, of rightness, of happiness, of joy. Because you did a good deed and you trained yourself to become an even better submissive. That's right. And now that all my suggestions are deeply embedded inside of your mind, now it's time to wake you back up again. I will count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, waking up completely, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And as you completely wake up, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.